You're tuning into Black and White Sports on YouTube. The no-holds-barred truth on sports. The main event starts now.
I got to say, guys, Pat McAfee being on ESPN on live TV, it comes with some controversy. Now, you guys know what happened with Aaron Rodgers when he was actually on there. Aaron Rodgers says some things about some executives over there at ESPN. And then all of a sudden, the next day, he was done for the season on the Pat McAfee show, even though he actually came back. Maybe, you know, Pat McAfee actually being on ESPN airwaves is to generate some controversy, because there always seems to be some controversy when the Pat McAfee show is actually aired on ESPN. Now, Pat McAfee, of course, you know, he was doing his own thing on YouTube. He's still on YouTube. You can actually watch the Pat McAfee show on YouTube uncensored. And actually, guys, I would highly recommend that's the way you watch it. That way you can actually see the whole show. There won't be any bleep outs of a bad language or anything like that. Or if something ESPN doesn't want over the cable airwaves, they won't censor it. I don't know anybody that actually watches the Pat McAfee show on ESPN. Maybe there's some people, but why would you actually do that where you can actually just sit down, watch it on YouTube, uncensored? Okay. Well, Pat McAfee actually had Dana White, the UFC president, on. And of course, you guys know that UFC actually has a contract with ESPN. But Dana White allows his fighters to actually speak their mind. Very rare that you would actually see a commissioner of a sports league do that. Because I'm willing to bet, man, if NFL players actually fell out of line and actually truly spoke their mind about how the league still has, like, in racism and all that in the end zones and stuff like that, or NBA players falling out of line, you know, and criticizing the NBA, I'm pretty sure that would not go over very well. They may well actually end up being fined or suspended or something like that. Not going to happen in UFC. Sean Strickland, one of the champions of UFC, he's been pretty vocal on where he stands on things. Dana White, perfectly okay with that. And he refuses to actually censor his fighters. And I believe, you know, that's why a lot of people actually have a lot of respect for Dana White. Well, on the Pat McAfee show, Dana White was on there. He is not a fan of the mainstream media. Actually said he doesn't do mainstream media interviews, really. He does podcasts, like he was on Theo Von. And that's when he actually said that he was getting rid of Peloton, because Peloton was critical of RFK Jr. for some stuff he said about the jab. Well, kind of funny, guys, that around 1:53 p.m., Dana White is actually trashing the media, and then ESPN cuts away from him. Ironic, but there's an explanation for this. So let's talk about it, guys. Make sure you guys like this video, subscribe to the channel, become a channel member. Remember, live stream every single Friday. We're going to be having one tomorrow. Just starts at $5 per month. We appreciate the new channel members as well. So here we go. It says here, ESPN cutting to commercial during Dana White's anti-media rant had a logical explanation. And this had all to do with the timing. But if you're actually watching on ESPN, you're thinking, all right, he's trashing the media. And then all of a sudden, they cut the feed. So it definitely looks like ESPN is panicking, because ESPN is a part of the mainstream media. So let's read some of this here. Then we'll get to the clip. It says, it's no secret that USC president Dana White hates the media. But at Super Bowl 58 on Radio Row this week, his latest tirade against journalists was interrupted by the media itself. In an appearance on the Pat McAfee show on Wednesday, White was asked about media coverage of UFC fighter Sean Strickland's recent comments about women and alphabet people. After acknowledging Strickland went further than he needed to, White began to rail against the mainstream media. But just as he was getting to his point, White was interrupted. That interruption came not by McAfee or anyone in Las Vegas, but from an ESPN commercial break. Kind of funny. So here is the clip right over here, guys. Let's go ahead and play it.
You were caught up in that immediately afterwards because Sean, you know, in his press conference, yep. Aaron on our show with how he feels, you know, and you said freedom of speech, brother. Like, that is a real thing that I think a lot of us believe in. Whenever, how do you feel as that's all happening? Like, as Sean's up there, you know, there's going to be a wave of.
Yeah.
Well, corporate media doesn't believe in free speech. They believe in censorship.
Shit coming. And that's coming.
And I had, I just didn't.
Not that it's right, by the
way.
Freedom
of speech. Right. Somebody was asking me about it. I said, when I said I didn't believe in 95% of what he said, I was talking about 95% of what he said up there. You know, obviously, the two girls that were in the co-main event, he said horrible things about them, which is, you know, there's no need for that. They've never done anything to him. You know, but this is what he does. But at the end of the day, he's entitled to his own opinion, and he can say whatever he wants to say. You can agree with him or not agree with him, but he's allowed to say what he wants.
Your relationship, though, with the media and the way you guys have handled everything, so just like, this is how we're doing it. Do not care. Keep it moving. Feels like you and the media are a better relationship now.
I wouldn't say that.
Huh?
Yeah.
I wouldn't say that.
Coming together?
Uncle Dana?
No. Listen, you know what? If you notice, I really haven't been doing any media. I do podcasts, man. I'll do podcasts. I'll come hang with you. You know, lots of people want to talk to you because you're not the media. You know, you're not coming on podcasts and people that you want to have open discussions with. There's not any gotcha moments. There's no agendas. You know, there's no clickbait and all the bullshit that goes on with the media. The media right now.
You got this, buddy. You got it. During an asthma attack.
Wow. Right there. Very, very abrupt. And you know what, guys? That is the problem with having the Pat McAfee show on cable TV, because he really doesn't need to adhere to commercial breaks on YouTube. And on YouTube, this thing just continued on like nothing was actually happening right there. I mean, Danny White was just getting right to the point of crushing the media. Then all of a sudden, it cuts away. I really don't believe that Pat McAfee should really be on television like that. I like him being independent, you know, even though, you know, he was on FanDuel before, I believe. But I like the format of a show, you know, just kind of like, you know, just hanging out, having a conversation, not really, you know, corporate. But I understand why Pat McAfee actually did that. He wanted to take away a lot of the production time away so he can actually spend time, I believe, with his family and stuff like that. But this is what happens, man, when you actually are on TV on the Pat McAfee show. People come on and then they just get abruptly cut away. I believe at 1:53, they always go to a commercial break. And it just so happened that Dana White was right there, you know, trashing the media. Then he cut away. So that's just my thoughts on this. What do you guys think of this? Black and White sports fans, let us know what you think about all this in the comments. Make sure to subscribe to the channel. And we'll catch you next time.
Thanks for watching the show. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. Be sure to tune in next time on Black and White Sports.